Tirchu Shabbos in Simon Shin Yud, this is on page 228 on the Kofidal Madeis, finishing up the Simon regarding the halachas of Mukta and regarding that of Basis. Siv test. Tabishish Badabur, if you have a table, a box, a drawer, I mean some type of a closet. Shish Badabur Mutla Tatl Mois, as something that's permitted to move, and money. If the money is not primary, so Mutl Tatl Kamashi, allowed to move it as it is, a path to numbers in the Baba Machta, based on the condition that we explained by Machta, which was the classic case of Daba Basa, Ladaba Mutaba Usr. Which if it's a base not only for a prohibited item, it could potentially be permitted to move. Simon Shin Yudav, Dinim Es B'Shabbos, halachas of a dead person on Shabbos, or Shor Tot Matad, and other halachas related to indirect moving of a mukta by Tesiv, and there's 9 paragraphs, Siv Alf. Meis Shem Mutta B'Mokam Shir Alav Me'at Lech, if a dead person is laying in the place where you're afraid because of a fire. So Meish Kik or Itinik, if there's a loaf of bread or a baby, Matalk Le'al Yidem, you could move the mace through those two items, either one of them. Now, if there is no loaf of bread or a child, no baby, if there's two beds, so you move the dead person by turning him over from bed to bed. That's indirect movement, which is permitted. Now, if you don't have neither the loaves of bread of the baby and not the beds, then you can just move the dead person as it is. This is all talking about in the same domain. If you have a dead person that's laying in the sun, you can move it from the sun to the shade in that domain. Now, they kick her through the loaf or the baby. The mainly kick her. If you don't have a loaf or a baby, like the tana kala, you should not move it at all. Fill off from mitla mita, even to move it, turn them over from bed to bed. Because the tiltum natat, because moving in from the side, shmei tiltal, it is considered as moving a mukta item. Says Ramava, I only come up with him and says, above my tekante, what would be the remedy? Says Mishmur Siv Cotton Aleph. So if you have a dead person and you're afraid because of a fire, so if there's a kikar tinnik, a loaf of bread or a baby, but then something is sharchai fits to mutl tatl, any other object that's permitted to move. Why do we need all this? Why can't you just move a dead person explicitly, directly? Some say like he ends at the concludes at the end if there's no choice. Anything that you can do to move it in somewhat of a permissible fashion to pay out of it definitely is better. Although if you have no choice, then you could move the dead person. Simple cotton days. So, but if you have a kikar, then you can move the dead person al yedehem through them. Behind that is manich Allah by etzloy. You put the baby or the loaf of bread on the dead person or near it. Or metalima, then you can move it with it. For the mikra kukach tata mukta, so it's not so recognizable that you're moving a mukta item. Avshagam a mesa mukta, even though the also dead person is mukta. But you're moving both of them together as one, meaning on the bed. So you can move the bread that's on the bed with the dead person. They did not permit this idea of the loaf of bread or the baby not only for a dead person, maybe in a mess because of the disgrace of the dead person that's in the fire. Not for other muksa items, like for a stone or something like that. Come on, like is right later on Siv Cotton Gimel. Now, if there's no kikar tinnik, so if there's two beds, you move him by turning him over from bed to bed, and now it's going to be tiltal min hatzad. Now, if I've got the tiltal min hatzad, even though moving from the side, gam kish me tiltal, is also called movement, kish metatal etzach daba mukta, when you're moving it for the purposes of the mukta, I don't question because of a sivchaz, like you write sivchaz. Kamakum ever bid leka diru, in a fire they permitted it, mitam, because the adam ba'alam is a person's overwhelmed. Over his dead person, if you cannot permit him to do this, it's like a boy might come to extinguish the fire. Now regarding moving the bed, after you remove the dead person from it, Talib said, now it depends on this. If the person was living by twilight, then according to everyone, you'd subsequently be allowed to move the bed. Did not become a boss for a dead person, given less good Benishmash, since it was not muksa by the period of Benishmash. But yeah, continues Mishbrach, Shabbos. But if the person died before Shabbos, so Harash, so the Rosh would say, then yeah, it's forbidden. But the Balmar permits it. If he had intention in the beginning, that the dead person should be in the tall Shabbos, and then they ended up removing him from it. Then, according to everyone, the bed becomes a base, then forbidden to move it. Siv cut and dal. Now, this says the Mechaber is all if it's Ba'is Rishos in the same domain. Mashmiz, it sounds like this, the Rishos Acha to a different domain, then forbidden to remove the dead person in all situations. Which is hard to see in Ais Hay says to look at the Be'alocha, the Master of Chol. And that's where he continues. He says that, but many Achrin agree. And he also says, there in Shartin, I'd love to look at the Be'alocha over there. that definitely Rosh Hashanah Zacharis. No, even to another domain, even that they did not make an error, but that other Rosh Hashanah, or the Carmelist Torah, rabbinically prohibited area, sure, like, you're allowed to take out the dead person, they business mess, because it's a disgrace of the dead person. Now, Leinim, Tzarkal, Zakik, you're pretending now, if regarding this, you need to have a loaf or a baby, Tali, Rosh Hashanah, that depends on the two opinions brought in the next Sif. Vyashmach and Jukasa, that those later authorities that they write, the Gam Dasa Machaber, can that that's also the opinion of the Machaber. I am Ashikas by Rosh Hashanah, so what does he say in that same domain? Rosh Hashanah, what he means to say is the Masha, Kisamnu, Mills, the Psychodista, we said a set point, a clear, concrete idea. The tzarchlik, the tchilik, kicker, attending that initially you need to have a loaf or a baby. With afkaways or shoshas, specifically in that domain of kashrut mitzvah, shoshas achar. Because in kashrut, when you take it out to other domain, which you're allowed to, kagon shadliku b'chalachotz, like for example, of less of the fires in the whole courtyard, v'ochel leitzimishem, you have to take them out from over there. As lamas the psiku, then it's not so clear because the yeshem samzid that adrav to the contrary, to tevel leitzim b'lekikur attending, and that's in that case better take out the dead person without the loaf or the baby, because they lamait so it's all to minimize the prohibition of carrying. Remember, like we'll see in Zerbes. So if cotton, hey, he said a dead person that's Hamutal Bechametz laying in the sun, you let him move him from the sun to the shade in that same Rishos through a kikar atinik. Now, Mary's told much Adan Leisrich when the dead person did not yet putrefy. He's concerned that he might putrefy. Therefore, the Bechab is stringent to Dafka waste the Rishos Mutalites, that specifically in that same domain you let it carry him out. Because Mazal Tamei, Brish Sebez is going according to his reasoning, it's mentioned beginning of the next Sif. Avdas Ramah, Bagoshim, according to Ramah in the comment over there in the next Sif. The Hebrew does Rashi, the Torah, that brings the Pinna Rashi in the Torah. Then, even when it's in the sun, which is close to putrefying, Namishor Lahitzi Lushosach, you let it take him out also to another domain. That's what the Bach rules, leanly. Which is Sharatzin Oishchas brings this from the Vilna going to the Shabbos. That's a my Matcha writes, look over there. Which he says, not like it sounds like a little bit from the Mogen Brahm on Sivkan Dal, that even the Yeshrem that's brought shortly, that the Ramah brings, would also agree that regarding this would be forbidden. Look over there, that is lengthy regarding this point. Sivkan Vav, but if let's say you don't have a kikar tinnik, they not move him at all, even from bed to bed, because even the tilt of Manatan, but Sivkan Vav, Shmei tilt, that's called moving. But this reason, also Litchav, if it's better to push Aide Kana, through a reed, davishu muktzah. I mean, it's muktzah, says the Taz, even though it's tilted on the top. Now, achim dechifasu b'neishu tzarach l'shtamish b'makom shemilch by muktzah. But if the pushing away is because they need to utilize the area where the muktzah item is placed, then sure that's permitted. Davishu tilted on the top because that's moving indirectly. L'tzarach davishu muktzah for a permitted thing. Uklikamon like we'll see later on the sibches. Finally, lemas sibches b'shemiras of cotton kof tes vav. Be'alacha in the b'maschol b'chozah b'yisavoshos. This is all in the same domain. So he says, look at Mishmeres of Katan Daled, what I wrote at Mashmizeh, which is Sharatzin, I say to look at this. That's how the Magen Ram explains the opinion of the Mechaber, and that's something Biagrin that he explains also like this opinion of the Mechaber, that he passes like the Rambam, that it's not permitted because of covered abris, only when the living are disgraced through this, as he writes in the beginning of the base. Now this I wrote in Mishmeres of Habachwein, which Sharatzin in the next Ois was Mitzayin also here. That's the Levush, the Bach, and Taz, and Tosham, and Zalirab, and also people got Neshla, Brahman, and Mitzad, also like this at the end. Now, Judah, the word of Machab himself, at the end of Siv Beit, that he writes, the same thing is, if it's some other disgrace, for example, let's say he was on the boat, etc., and anything similar like this, it's obvious explicitly that the same thing would be regarding the burning of the dead person. That's nothing worse than this. And this is the Mogavram pushes that there it's a greater bazillion. It's dachi, very dachi, because it's actually the opposite, as the Tosham Shabbos writes. And therefore, we have to say, one of two different malachim. Either the Rambam himself agrees regarding a fire of a dead person, you let it take him out to another rishos. And this is Tosh Shabbos and Brim Gudim writes, that's like as they write. And this is the Mechaber writes, but he's rishos. So this is like I wrote in Mishnah Berurah, which it's actually for a different chiddush. Or the Mechaber himself retracted this at the end, and he holds in Zibbeis, should this Rashi lehalacha, as the Brim Gudim explicitly writes in his beer. And this study writes at the end of the base, that same thing is if he's bazaar, etc. This is the Pirish Rashi, which is opposite of Shiz Rambam, that the Mechaber holds in Sif Alf. Now, regarding the halacha, so for sure one can be lenient, that even if you're going to say that the Rambam is stringent regarding this, but you have many of the Gugadayla Rishim, that's obvious that they disagree on him. The Rashi, the Ran, the Tor, as the Beseser rings, the Mordechai, it's obvious that he holds that a fire is better than being in the sun. And this in Perkei Matznia, the permits of a Carmelist, by Dleika for sure is Mutter, and those are Tayshish, and they may read the Tam, Perkei Matznia, and the Tzadal, the Ramban, Tayshish, Odom, that permit to take him out the Carmelist even from the sun to the shade. And the fire for sure is not any less than that, as the Magen Ram writes himself, that a fire and the sun are equal. And those are many Rishayim that the Eli Rabbi brings in, those are the Carmelist, which is rabbinic, for sure we would listen to saying that we would be lenient. The Maslow Tzatel Nukal, Klal, that if there's no kikur dinim, you're not allowed to move it at all. Now, even according to the Ramah, that
is lenient as being shortly to take it out to the Kamas because of Kavod HaBri is. However, regarding Tilton, that Rishos, according to everyone, is forbidden without a kikur in the tinnik because of Vaitzah, where you have to do this, it's not possible in some other way, which is not the case regarding Tilton. It's actually possible to misarken it, you know, usually through a kikur and tinnik, and therefore we say leplug. There's no differentiation even when you don't have it. Which, as the Dershu 6 brings it, even though that if you're not going to move it in that Rishos because you don't have a kikur tinnik, it's going to cause a bazillion by the mace that's laying in the sun, and it's going to be permitted to take it out to Kamalus without a kikur tinnik because of whatever be is. So why should we not permit to take it out right now to the Kamalus without a kikur tinnik? So this girl explains that even so, it's going to be us because it's not permitted to take it out to the Kamalus when there's no tzarech for the mace. And here, whenever we're permitted to take it out to Kamalus is because you don't have a kikur tinnik, and that's not considered tzarech mace because had he had a kikur tinnik, then he would not have to take it out from its place. Now, some said that actually, because the Issa of Tiltal is more chomer than the Issa of Eitzah to a Karmelis, which does the Tzeis Shabbos and the name of the place. And even though the Dershu 7 brings that Mishabur and Simish and Ches and Sivkot and Zayin, he actually writes the Issa of Eitzah to a Karmelis actually more chomer than the Issa of Tiltal of Mukta. Some of the Dershus, Dershu number one, those who hold that one should not move a dead person only if there was a loaf of bread on him from before Shabbos, the Behetiv writes that they don't have much of a line. Rather, it's permitted to move him even if it was placed the loaf of bread on him on Shabbos. There's number two, because the Kavod HaMes, the Geshe HaChaim writes, it's better not to place the Devar Heter on the mess, rather on the side, when there's that possibility for that. Chaz Nish writes that the Heter to move a dead person is when when the permitted item is placed on him, because so that when you could take the davar mutter and to move it on its own, and you don't take it, it would seem as if the muktzah is secondary and it's a basis to a davar heter, and the primary movement is for the purpose of the davar heter. Chaz Nish adds on that according to his words, it's resolved the question of Kivag and Shabbos Dav Mem Gimel Beis. Why don't you consider the bed that the mess is on it like a kikar and tinnik, and would be permitted to move the mess because of it? And that's because it's not permitted only when the loaf or the baby is on the mess and the heter is moved through the mukta. Then the mess is like a bus to the heter and tumble to it. And you don't say that when the dva heter is beneath the mess, which the mukta is being moved through the heter. And look and see the Be'er Halacha later on Siptal, the Masli Yesh Mishaymer. Dish number four, if you have to clear away the dead person from the bed, so that you could use it somewhere else, someone holds, it would seem it's better to remove the mess by moving him from bed to bed. It's only tiltum latzad latzarech davar mutter than to move the mess from the bed through the kikur or tinnik. Dish number five, when the dead person was a well-known wicked person, the Sefer HaChaim from Shlomo Kluger writes not to move him through kikur or tinnik because to prevent his bezayin. However, in the place of a fire, you let him move it like all other people because you have to be concerned that his relatives will extinguish the fire because of their overwhelm. And see Chubas Tzitzeliezer that he brings that the meaning is not like that. And Sevech Chashuk Echemed and Daf Mem Gimel brings from B'yashiv that told him that that's a novel ruling. And Yisroel Chanzon Paskin not like that.